بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم وأنعم علينا يا عظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My brothers and sisters in Islam, after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is from the sunnah that whenever you hear the name of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, is to praise the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam by saying sallallahu ala Muhammad. Alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that the selfish one is the one that when my name is mentioned in front of him, he does not pray on me. And you pray on the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam by saying sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once in a gathering, and three companions walk into the mosque. One of those companions will force himself in the mirror of the gathering to get close to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The second one will sit at the end of the gathering. The third one will just walk away from the gathering. So after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he finished his lesson, he said, I want to tell you about those three men that walked into the mosque. The first one, he got close to Allah, so Allah got close to him. And the second one, he was shy from Allah, so Allah was shy from him. And the third one, he turned away from Allah, so Allah turned away from him. So my brothers, inshallah, try and get together, inshallah, cover those gaps, get the hearts closer, inshallah. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to unite these hearts and to strengthen those hearts for His sake. Last week we finished our story about a great man, Ibrahim alayhi salam. A great man with a great story, with a great experience. And we heard and we listened and we thought about that great man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described in the Quran al-Kareem as Ummah, he is a nation by himself. Ibrahim alayhi salam is a full nation by himself. A nation, Ummah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him. A nation in all ways. A nation in the way of thinking. A nation in his iman. A nation in the strength of iman. A nation from the point of his generation, or most of the prophets, all the prophets come after Ibrahim, they all come from the descendants of Ibrahim. And from his two children was Ismail, and we heard the story of Ismail and the sacrifice of Ismail, and Ishaq. And Ismail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَاعِيلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. Allah Almighty said, and remember Ismail in the book. He used to fulfill his promise. He used to fulfill his promise. He used to keep his promise. وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. And he was a messenger and a prophet. Fulfilling the promise is the quality of a believer. Breaking the promise is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said is the quality of a hypocrite. As we said last Thursday, we spoke about the signs of the hypocrite, and sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he described him, وَإِذَا تُمِنَا خَان وَإِذَا كَذَّبَ وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبُ وَإِذَا تُمِنَا خَان وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَف. And if he makes a promise, he breaks his promise. Ismail alayhi salam was described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he used to keep his promise. It's been narrated that Ismail once gave a promise to this man that he's going to meet him somewhere. So Ismail went and waited for that man at that place that had promised each other to meet. And a day went past and this man would not come, and Ismail alayhi salam slept there waiting for the man to come until the next day. That man just came past that place by coincidence. And I was amazed to see Ismail there, and he asked him, "Who were you there? How long have you been here for?" So he said, "I've been here from yesterday, from the time that we gave each other a promise to meet here." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ. He used to fulfill his promise. وكان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة وكان عند ربه مرضيا. Allah also described Ismail عليه السلام that he used to order his children to pray, to perform the prayer and to pay their zakat. وكان عند ربه مرضيا, and he was from those ones who Allah was pleased from. This is another good quality of a prophet, another good quality of a believer, is to encourage their families, to encourage their wives, their kids, to encourage their cousins and relatives, to encourage them to fear Allah and to pray and to pay the zakat as Ismail alayhi salam did. There's not much about Ismail alayhi salam. The last thing that I'll leave you with Ismail, that he died at the age of 170 and over. And he passed away in Mecca, and he was buried next to his mom in Mecca. We go on to Ishaq alayhi salam, who's also another great prophet from the prophets alayhi salam. Ishaq is the second child of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Ishaq comes from the first wife of Ibrahim, Sarah. Ismail comes from the second wife of Ibrahim, Hajar. Ishaq comes from Sarah. And from Ishaq, Yaqub. Yaqub's other name is Israel. That's why the Israelis are the children of Israel. Bani Israel are the children of Israel. Israel is a prophet who is the son of Ishaq, who is the son of Ibrahim. There is not much being mentioned about Ishaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said about Ishaq, telling about Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ نَافِلَةً وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا صَالِحِينَ وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا وَوَحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَإِقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءَ الزَّكَاةِ وَكَانُوا لَنَا عَابِدِينَ. We had given Ibrahim Ishaq and Yaqub as a gift and a reward, and both we made righteous. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and from Ishaq we made a descendants of imams, descendants of prophets, descendants of good leaders to lead with the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ishaq alayhi salam lived in Palestine, and he passed away at the age of 175 also, and he was buried in Palestine, in the Khalil where his father was buried. After Ishaq, Yaqub. Yaqub is the father of the children of Israel. His other name is Israel. Yaqub had 12 children. Those 12 children make the nation of Israel. One of them is Yusuf alayhi salam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned a full story about Yusuf alayhi salam in the Quran al-Kareem, with a full surah in his name, Surah Yusuf. And inshallah, we'll keep this story till next week. Our main topic tonight, inshallah, is to speak about Lut alayhi salam. Lut alayhi salam. Lut alayhi salam, who is the nephew of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Lut, the son of Haran. Haran is the brother of Ibrahim. Ibrahim and Haran are the children of Tarikh. So the father of Ibrahim, his name is Tarikh, as we mentioned that earlier on. Lut's dad passed away in a young age. So who looked after Lut? His grandfather, Tarikh. With who? With Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Lut grew up with his uncle Ibrahim, and he loved Ibrahim so much that his heart was attached to Ibrahim alayhi salam, before the prophecy and after the prophecy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the story of Lut in the Quran al-Kareem and his tribe and his nation over 17 times, and mentioned all the crime and evil acts they did. And inshallah we'll hear all these when we go through. Lut alayhi salam believed in Ibrahim after Ibrahim was thrown in the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوتٌ. And Lut believed with Ibrahim alayhi salam. So when Ibrahim was thrown in the fire and Lot saw that scene that Ibrahim was saved from that fire and walked out safely from that fire, Lot believed in Ibrahim and also migrated with Ibrahim. That when Ibrahim alayhi salam went to Egypt and came back, he ordered Lot to go to a city that was called Sodom. A city that was called Sodom. And Allah mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem as the Mu'tafika. As the Mu'tafika. The city of Sodom is on the borders of Jordan and Palestine, which is now mentioned to be the Dead Sea. And we know why is it the Dead Sea, inshallah, later on. The city of Sodom was lived by very wicked, evil, bad criminals who used to live in that city. And the city of Sodom is a center for all travelers. When people want to go from north to south, they must go through Sodom. And when they're going to go from south to north, they go through Sodom. If they go from east to west or west to east, they also go past the city of Sodom. And the city of Sodom was also a business city. Was very well known to be with business and trading. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the evils and the bad and the wicked crime that these people used to do. The people of the city, they were all bad. They were all bad without an exception except Lot and his two daughters. Not even one man followed Lot in that city. Not even one man believed in Lot. Not even one family followed the religion of Lot. They were all just people deep in crime. And what type of crime? The worst crime that ever existed in the history of mankind. And even Lot alayhi salam mentioned that. وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah mentioned Lot in the Quran al-Kareem when he told his tribe that you commit the crime and the evil that no one in the history had ever did in their lives. Subhanallah. What did these people do? So Lord says, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ دُونَ النِّسَاءِ لَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً دُونَ النِّسَاءِ إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ. You go and follow men when Allah had given you women. Men follow men and women follow women. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal has created from the nature of the human being that a man follows a woman and a woman follows a man. Not a man goes with a man and a woman goes with a woman. Animals reject that. Animals with no brains by their natural instinct reject that. They had homosexuality spread among them was something normal. On the contrary, it was abnormal for someone to be clean and purified. That later on they kicked Lot out saying to him, you are someone that's clean. Subhanallah. You are someone that's clean, you and your family. We don't want you in this city. And they were very rude people. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem what Lot said to them, أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالِ. You commit crime, you commit sexual contacts with men. And women go and commit with women. And the woman will go and tell the man which man to go and sleep with. And the man will tell the woman which woman to go and sleep with. That even some wives will go and call men to come and sleep with their husband. To that stage, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned what Lut alayhi salam told them in the Quran al-Kareem. That, وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالِ قَوْمِهِ أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ. That Lot told his tribe, you commit the evil act, that disgusting act in front of each other. In front of each other with no shameness. Don't just get shy of each other. Aren't you shy from one another? He's even commit the evil act in front of each other and proud to do in front of each other. What other crimes did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mention about the nation of Lot? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned on the town of Lot, أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالِ. You commit sexual contact with your men. وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلِ. You commit high robbery. People traveling in the middle of the desert. You go and cut them off. You steal their money and kill their men and take their camels and caravans. That's how wicked they used to be. Every human being sympathizes, especially with a traveler. Because traveling, as Umar ibn Khattab said, it's a piece of punishment. These people will see a traveler, instead of them helping them, instead of them supporting them, stirring them, asking, do you need anything that we could give you? They used to take from them and steal from them and kill them. وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكَرِ In your gatherings, you commit the munkar. You commit the munkar in your gathering. You commit the evil in your gathering. What does Lut alayhi salam mean from behind the evil that's committing in their gathering? It's narrated by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and Ibn Abbas that when they used to sit down together in their gatherings, they release air to make each other laugh. They release air with each other just to make each other laugh. And unfortunately, you find this these days too, even among the Muslims. They try and make these noises just to make each other laugh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described that as a munkar, as an evil corruption that's being committed among people. What other things they used to do? It's also been narrated they used to have get the roosters to fight. Get the roosters to fight. And these other munkar that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means from behind, وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ مُنْكَرِ is also commit the crime and the corruption and the evil within your gatherings. In the gathering, there's got to be respect. People respect themselves, should have shy from one another, respect one another, respect the gathering, not to release air and make fun of it and make a joke, or who could make the loudest noise and who could make this smell and who could make that smell. Well, these people used to do that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraced them and degraded them and destroyed them because of these actions. So beware and beware and beware to follow the footsteps of the nation of Lut alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't described a nation with bad descriptions as much as He described that nation. He described them as fasiqeen, disobedient, as mujrimeen, transgressors. He described them as musrifeen, they got overboard. He described them with all the bad descriptions that a human being could be described with. Kafirin, mujrimeen, so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them in a lot of different verses. So what was the response of Lut? Lut alayhi salam was sent with a mission to go and turn these people back to Allah. To go and change this jibbit way of thinking. Because these people took this evil and this corruption as a life. It's normal to them now. On the contrary, if someone acts normal and behaves normal, if someone lives a natural life, it's considered to be abnormal. This person is not normal. And subhanAllah, you might look at it this day. And that's why, ikhwani, we speak about the stories of the Prophet so you could reflect that story on our life. These days even. They look at someone when they start going to the mosque. This person, there's something wrong with him. This person grew his beard. He's losing the plot. This person is putting a lot of time in the religion. Look, he's mitkhalif. He's going behind. But this person takes drugs. He's cool. This person does haram. He's cool. This person drinks. He's respected. This person does that. He's respected. That's the mentality of the people of Lut. They looked at what's right, wrong. And what's wrong, right. What's disrespected, respected. And what's respected, disrespected. That Lut alayhi salam was rejected by his people. And his people turned away from him. And they even threatened Lut. Oh Lut, we don't want to hear your voice anymore. And we don't want to hear this thing that you speak about anymore. This truth and religion and Islam and Allah of yours. And Lut, don't forget you're a stranger here. You're not from us. We're not from you. You just came into here. So you should respect us and follow what we do. And they even ordered Lut not to get anyone in his house. No one is allowed to enter the house of Lut. And Lut has no right to let anyone enter his house. وَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ قَرْيَتِكُمْ إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ They're the only thing that said, Oh Lut, get out of our city. You are someone that you're pure. You are someone that's clean. We don't want people like you, Sophia, and your family. And Lut had only him and his two daughters, Muslims. Even his own wife was a non-Muslim. Even his own wife went against him. And we hear what his wife did to Lut alayhi salam. So after what Lut alayhi salam faced from his people, he said, Rabbi, najjini min al-qawm al-zalimin. Oh Allah, save me from these people. Save me from this wicked people. Ya Allah, keep me away from these bad people. Ya Allah, take me away from this aggressive people, this oppressive people. Ya Allah, save me from them. Ya Allah, keep me away from them. And he said to them, Inni la amalikum la min al-qalin. I am from what you do, I'm innocent. And I am totally, totally, totally against what you do. What's this? This against the nature of the human being. This against what Allah Azza wa Jal had created for the human being. And subhanAllah, these days you have people trying to cover up with, we're born like this. We are born like this. A man is born that he's attracted to a man. And a woman is born that she's attracted to a woman. SubhanAllah, human beings are born like this. An animal, subhanAllah, doesn't even do it. If this is an animal with no brains, then they know what's right. Allah had created you as a human being with a brain. You don't know what's right. And that's why, akhwani, we said from before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the angels. Allah had created the angels that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no desires, with brains, no desires. And Allah had created the animals with desires, no brains. And Allah created the human being, which is you, with a desire and a brain. If you use that brain according to Allah and control that desire, then you'll be better than the angels. If you don't use that brain that Allah had created for you, and you do not control your desire, then you are worse than an animal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran al-Kareem. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels that I'm going to create a khalifa of man on earth. Better than the angels. And Allah said about worse than the animals. Do you think they listen here? Inhum kal an'ami bal hum adallu sabila. They are like animals, but even worse. So if you use that brain according to Allah and His Prophet, then you become better than the angels. If you misuse it, you become lower than the animals. So Lut alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save him from the qawm al-fasiqeen. Rabbin sunni ala al-qawm al-fasiqeen. Oh Allah, save me from those disobedient criminals. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of Lut alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Angel Jibreel, Mikael, and the Angel of Death. Another narration. Also angels Israfil. He sent them with a human being's figure that went past Ibrahim alayhi salam first of all. As we mentioned the story last week when they came to Ibrahim. And Ibrahim was the type of person that used to be very generous to his guests. And Ibrahim alayhi salam ordered his wife to go and roast a calf for them. So after the calf was cooked, he forwarded to them, to his guests. So his guests didn't eat from the food, so Ibrahim was scared. First of all, these people don't look like they are travelers. Their clothes look clean, but they're strangers at the same time. And when he offered them food, they didn't eat. So he got scared. So the angels knew that Ibrahim got scared. So they told him, "Oh Ibrahim, don't be scared. We came because of two things. We came to you to tell you about the good news that your wife will fall pregnant soon." Subhanallah, at the age of 90, yes. When she was young, she was a barren, she never used to give birth. And now at the age of 90, she falls pregnant. Yes. And after she falls pregnant, she's going to give birth to Ishaq and she's going to live till she sees Yaqub. That's the first thing. So his wife heard that. She slapped her face and said, "A'alidu wa ana ajuz? I fall pregnant. And I am an old woman. Wa'adha ba'li shaykha. And my husband is an old man." So they told her, don't be amazed. Don't be amazed from the miracles of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do anything. And then they told him, the other thing that we came for is because we want to go and destroy that village. The village of Sadum. We want to destroy that village that spread its corruption among themselves. We are going to destroy that village where Lut is in. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam heard that, he said, how could you destroy a village and among them is Lut? How could you destroy a village and there's a believer among them? And he asked them, would you destroy a village with 400 people in it? So they said, no. He said, would you destroy a village with 300 people in it? So they said, no. He said, with 200 people in it? Said, no. How about if there's 40 believers? Would you destroy a village with 40 believers? They said, no. He said, how about if there's 20 believers? They said, no. How about if there's 14 believers in a village? Would you destroy it? They said, no, even if there's one believer. So he said, what are you going to do with Lut? So they said, We're going to save Lot and his family. إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ. Except his wife. إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. His wife was from those ones who turned her back away. So they went. Ibrahim alayhi salam started to plead, trying to turn him away, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim, إِنَّهُ وَعْدٌ غَيْرُ مَرْدُودٌ. Allah had already ordained this order, and Allah is not going to return his order back. خلص. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded for that village to be destroyed, and that village of Sodom is going to be destroyed. So then argue with us, Ibrahim, and then plead again. That's it. It's the order of Allah. So they went. They were ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to destroy that village until their prophet, Lot, witnesses the corruption with his own eyes. So those three angels went to the village of Sodom in the most beautiful looking young men. Test. They went to that village in the most beautiful looking of young men that no human being probably experienced a beauty like that before. And they came to the city of Sodom. Who saw them on the borders of city that was cleaning her clothes? The daughter of Lot. She saw three young men entering the city. So she ran to her father. She looked at them. She said, "Wait here." She made them stop on the borders of the city. And she ran to her father Lot to tell them about those three young men coming into the city. She went to her father and said, "Oh, dad, three young, beautiful young men just entered the city. And I told them to stop." And you know what happened? "Oh, father, you know what happens if these people enter the city, and the people of the city will do? You know what they'll do? You know what they do, dad? They'll take them and do such and such and such." It's also been narrated that one of the crimes that these people used to do is few of them will stand on the street and they bring a stick and a rock. And if they see a stranger walking on the street, they'll hit that rock to hit that stranger. If the rock touches that stranger, then that man has got to go with that man. He's got to grab him by force to rape him or do whatever they do. That's how criminal, that's how evil and wicked these people used to be. So she told her father or dad, "These three young, beautiful men just entered the city and I told them to wait on the borders so you could go and get them." So Lot alayhi salam left his house and ran towards them. So he told them, "What are you coming here for?" So they said, "We're coming as guests." So Lot was embarrassed and shy to tell them that go back, don't come here. He doesn't want to show a bad sign that he does not accept guests. So he was too shy to tell them that. So he came, he got them with him and he walked with them. And on the way, he's hinting to them. He's telling them, "You know what? Out of experience, I've never met more corrupted people than the people of the city. I've never met worse people than the people of the city." I mentioned it a few times in front of the guests, in front of those three young men that were coming to the city of Sodom, trying to turn them away from entering the city of Sodom, until he got them into his house, covering them and not letting anyone knowing about them. So who went and uncovered his secret? His wife. The wife of Lot alayhi salam saw those three young men, so she went out to tell the people of that city that Lot is hiding three young handsome men in his house. So what did the people of the city do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, وَجَاءَهُ قَوْمُهُ يَهْرَعُونَ. They rushed, they started to run to the house of Lot alayhi salam. When they heard that news, that there's three young, beautiful, handsome men in the house of Lot, they ran to the house of Lot alayhi salam, trying to force themselves over those three young men. So Lot alayhi salam came out to them. He told them, "What do you want?" So they said, "You know what we want, Lot." So Lot alayhi salam said, "Inna banati hunna atharu lakum." Take my daughters. And he meant from his daughters, yani the females, not his actual daughters. The scholars said he meant from behind his daughters, the females. He said, "Take my daughters, take this woman. Hunna ataru lakum. It's more cleaner for you. It's more better for you. Don't get any men. Do not embarrass me in front of my guests. فَلَا تُخْزُونِ فِي ضَيْفِي. Do not embarrass me from my guests. Do not disgrace me from my guests. I have guests ever. Don't disgrace me. So they said, oh Lord, you know we've got no need of you and your daughters. You know what we want. You know what we want, Lord. Subhanallah. With full waqaha. Waqaha means with full disgusting attitude. With full disrespect. With no manners, with no dignity, with no shyness. Oh Lord, you know what we want. And you know what we came here for. So give us what we want. Take the females. We don't want the females. We want those three young men. Take this. No, you know what we want. So Lut alayhi salam said, لو أن لي بكم قوة أو آوي إلى ركن شديد. He said, I wish if I had strength, I had a family from behind me, that will stand by me and stop you guys from what he's gonna do. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah have mercy on my brother Lut. He forgot that he had a strong back behind him. He had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From that day, the scholars say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every prophet that he sent after Lut, he sent him with the strength of a family behind him. Because of the dua of Lut, every prophet that came after Lut had a family behind him to stick up and to stand for him. So Lut alayhi salam is telling them, fear Allah, do not embarrass him in front of my guests, leave me alone, leave my guests alone. So they told him, Alam nanhaka anil alameen. Oh Lord, didn't we stop you and forbid you from letting any guest in your house? You want to hide them away from us? To that stage, that's how cruel they were. They forbid Lut alayhi salam from having anyone in his house. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَعُمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal made a promise with the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Hijr. And Allah Azza wa Jal makes a promise with any of his creation, but us as a creation are only allowed to make a promise on earth but Allah Almighty. Allah said, O Muhammad, by your life, that are in their desires blind. Their desires made them blind. And that's the case with every person that falls into the haram. They'll start falling into the haram and falling into the haram. And they'll start doing actions they're not even aware of. If they just sit down between themselves and start thinking, did I just do this? Did I just do that? They would not even believe themselves they did it. But subhanallah, when someone is falling into the haram and someone is fully following his desires and shahawat, he is like a blind man that can't see in front of him and can't hear and doesn't know what's going around him. لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. So they tried to force the door in. So Lut alayhi salam walked into his guests. So he saw his guests very calm. They're quiet and calm. So he was amazed. So he told them, Innakum qawmun munkarun. You are very weird people. You could hear what's going on outside there. And you're just calm and comfortable in the way you sit. Aren't you scared? Aren't you afraid? So they told him, oh Lut, Inna rusul rabbik. We are the messengers of Allah. We had came with a mission. We just wanted to prove a point in front of you that if we do destroy these people, you know why we destroyed them. Inna rusul rabbik, la takhaf wa la tahzan. Don't be afraid and don't worry. We are the messengers of Allah that came with a mission from Allah Almighty to destroy these people and to collapse their houses over their heads. We just came to prove a point. So don't be afraid and don't be worried. And then they told him, oh Lut, there's only half of the night left. You and your family, except your wife. You and your family, except your wife. Just leave the city right now and get out of the city. Their promise is very nearby. إِنَّ مَوْعِدَهُمُ الصُّبْحُ أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبٍ. Their promise is tomorrow morning. And isn't the morning very nearby? So Lut alayhi salam grabbed himself and his two daughters in the middle of the night and left the city of Sodom. When the people were standing in front of the house of Lut alayhi salam, and Lut came in and he saw them come, he told them, that you very rich people. And then they said, وَإِنَّ رُسْلَ رَبِّكَ وَأَذَا the messengers of Allah, لَنْ يَصِلُوا إِلَيْكَ, they will never harm you. He said, don't be afraid and don't be worried. So what Jibreel alayhi salam, he walked out and Jibreel hit them one hit that made all of them blind. He hit them one hit that made every single man that was standing behind that door blind. So they started to scream at Lut and say, you're a magician. You just made us blind by your magic. You just made us blind by these things that you all the time say. We'll show you what we're going to do to you tomorrow. So they went back home touching the walls. They didn't know how to get home. They can't see. So they were planning to come and destroy Lut and his family the next day. But they didn't know that Allah is going to destroy them the next day. The next morning came. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla said, إِنَّ مَوْعِدَهُمُ الصُّبْحُ أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبُ, that their promise is in the morning, is in the morning very nearby. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, He also says in the Qur'an al-Kareem, وَلَقَدْ صَبَّحَهُمْ بُكْرَةً عَذَابٌ مُسْتَقِرٌ فَذُوقُوا عَذَابِ وَنُذُرٌ, that the next morning they wake up with a severe punishment. And Allah said, taste my severe punishment. How is my severe punishment? So Jibreel alayhi salam, with the tip of his wing, he put his tip of his wing under that city, put it all the way up to the heaven. It's narrated that the angels in the heavens heard the people of Sodom crying, and the people of Sodom heard the angels in the heavens making tasbih. And then Jibreel screamed a scream that frightened everyone and then turned that village upside down and on their heads. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مَنْضُودٍ مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ, that when our orders came, we made its top, its bottom, and its bottom, its top, and we sent and showered on them baked clay stones. Everyone had a stone marked for him. مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ, everyone had a stone written from Allah to him. This person, this stone, that person, that stone, this person, this stone, and stones came to them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed that village from upside down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Lut alayhi salam and his two daughters from this severe punishment. And Lut alayhi salam left that city and continued his life in Palestine. And that's where Lut alayhi salam passed away. Ikhwani, reflect from this story. This story, Allah azza wa jalla does not mention it to us, so we just have fun and listen and entertain ourselves like watching a movie. This story is for us to reflect our life on this. To realize that those ones who save themselves from the corruption, Allah will save them in this world and the hereafter. And to hear that those ones fall into the corruption, Allah will destroy them in this life and the hereafter. Those ones who protect Allah, Allah will protect them in this life and the hereafter. Those ones who turn away from Allah, Allah will turn away from them in this world and the hereafter. Look at the people of Sodom. And the example of the people of Sodom, another 100 examples from the nations before them and the nations after them, stories that we've spoken about and stories that we're going to speak about soon. Reflect your life on them, ya akhwani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wants to destroy a nation, He does not destroy them at once, but Allah opens to them. As He said in the Quran al-Kareem, that will open to them everything of this world. Allah will make this world easy for them. Open for them and open for them, open for them until they are relaxed. Allah Azza wa Jal, as He said, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَى, we take them randomly without them realizing. So, Ikhwani, some people look up to the people are into the haram. Some people look up to the people into the corruption. Some people look up to the people into the crime and forget to look up to the prophets and the messengers and the believers. If someone has this in his heart, then he has a big disease in his heart. And they have to work on changing this disease. Or else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather him with those people that he looks up to in the hereafter with them in the hellfire. Ya ikhwani, we have to change the way we think. And we have to change the way our habits are. Our way of thinking is got to be according to the way of Allah and His Prophet. Our habits is got to be according to the way of Allah and His Prophet. Our way of life is got to be according to the way of Allah and His Prophet. Or else, expect what the people before you got in this world and the hereafter, as Allah said, hellfire and never-ending punishment in hellfire. فإخواني Allah سبحانه وتعالى had blessed you to be part of a gathering where you sit down and listen and hear and reflect on your life. Take advantage of what you have in your hands. Do not mistreat it and do not abuse it. Out of 100 million teenagers out there, Allah Azza wa Jal chose you to be part of a gathering where you could remind yourself about your duty towards Allah in this world and the hereafter. Ikhwani, take care of it. Allah Azza wa Jal is just reminding us from behind these stories just not to be like these people. Allah Azza wa Jal has turned us not to be like these people. Be like the prophets and the messengers. Allah Azza wa Jal constantly will remind and remind and remind. So take the remind of Allah before it's too late. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ikhwana, be part of the dua inshallah so Allah Azza wa Jal will have mercy on you. Allah mahdina wa hdibina wa ja'alna sababan liman ihtada. Ihdi ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aslih ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya' minhum wal amwat. Innaka ya Rabbana qareebun mujibun lid da'awat. Allah ma'tina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati حسنة. وقنا عذاب النار يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب والأبصار صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه استخدمنا لدينك ورفع راية نبيك اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.